You're not going to just come to church one day and then you know all the doctrine of the Bible. You're an expert in everything of the end times after one sermon. That's not how it works. You know, and when you read the Bible over and over again, you're going to catch stuff that you didn't catch before. And that's because God's just going to give you a little bit at a time. Yeah, it's not like you can plug in some kind of device into your head and now all of a sudden you know the whole Bible by heart. You know every doctrine by heart. You know, it'd be kind of cool if we did, but I think that God doesn't allow us that because we would be overloaded by that. You know, and I just think that God wants us to read the word over and over again so that we'll learn at the pace that he wants us to learn. But if you're not reading it day and night, if you're not reading the Bible day and night, you're not going to get that doctrine. You're going to have a slow grow. You know, you're going to be a little baby toddler Christian for a long time if you just don't read the Bible. And you're going to throw fits. And you're going to yell out. No, I'm just kidding. you're going to have problems because you're not growing at the rate that you should be growing because you're not reading God's word. Now, I know that people, you know, you have a bad day or maybe you just have a really busy day and you skip your Bible reading that day. But, you know, get back on the horse and do it again the next day. Don't just say, you know what, I failed at my Bible reading plan. I didn't read the Bible this day. Well, no, go back to the Bible the next day and, you know, rise up again and read God's word. Amen. So I had some Bible, this guy that used to bring Bibles with him to churches. Have you ever been to a church service where the guy had like all these Bible versions and like showing, anyway, it was a Baptist thing, I guess. But anyway, he was showing us all these things, and he said that one of them was called, the Geneva Bible was known as the Breeches Bible. You ever heard that before? The Breeches Bible? Because in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, it says, then the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made them breeches. They made themselves breeches. So, well, it says breeches, okay? But breeches is basically the same thing. You know, you're too big for your breeches. You ever heard that before? Well, that people mocked this Bible because they translated it like that. So they're saying that like the first, you know, the Adam and Eve, the first thing they did is made pants for themselves. I mean, it was laughed at. So now this is a good translation. It's good, but it's not perfect. So that's all I'm trying to say, because in Genesis chapter, what does the Bible say in the King James? It says, well, Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So, you know, the King James just cleaned that up for them, because the Bible, that's a bad translation.